This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. In the early years of Massachusetts healthcare reform, the motto was shared responsibility. That referred to the view that individuals, employers, and state government should all pick up the cost of expanding health coverage for the uninsured. It's the so-called three-legged stool approach. But that's not how things appear to have played out so far. The latest numbers show that virtually all previously uninsured Massachusetts residents who've acquired coverage since the law passed in 2006 are in a government healthcare program. WBUR's Bartha Biebinger begins our story with a woman who tracks healthcare reform in Massachusetts person to person.
This is Kate Bisego, and we are in the helpline office at Healthcare for All. This is where we take some 35,000 calls from Massachusetts residents every year looking for their healthcare coverage options. I got it.
There you go.
Hello, this is Kate. How can I help you?
Kate Bisego is a virtual human barometer for healthcare coverage. The vast majority of those 35,000 callers either, one, don't have the option of employer-sponsored insurance, or two, can't afford to buy insurance on their own. Bisego helps callers understand their choices.
So they are looking for an option that is affordable and accessible to them, and most often through one of the state-subsidized programs.
Bisego says the fact that so many people are moving to government-sponsored insurance, such as MassHealth or Commonwealth Care, comes down to one reason.
The recession has really strapped our callers' budgets. A lot of folks are recently unemployed or long-term unemployed who can no longer afford to pay for health insurance on their own. So they want to know, for the first times in their lives often, what Medicaid and Medicare or government-subsidized health insurance options are available.
First time in their life, does that come up?
I asked Bisego about the stigma of enrolling in a public insurance plan.
We get varied responses, and they do come from embarrassment or shame to relief. I would say that once folks have one of these cards in their hand and they can pick up their prescription and they can go to the doctor, the shame or the embarrassment goes away.
The experts agree that the recession has played an enormous role in this shift from public to private coverage. 411,000 more residents of Massachusetts have health insurance since the coverage law passed in 2006. It's the largest insurance expansion in the country. In the first few years, the expansion was fairly evenly divided between private and public insurance. That's no longer the case.
Of the 411,000, what percentage of those are in a public plan?
Oh, it's virtually everyone.
Everyone?
Nancy Turnbull at the Harvard School of Public Health is the state's preeminent health insurance number cruncher.
It's virtually everyone because the number of people who have employer coverage has gone down. That's not at all surprising. That's happening all over the country.
No, but the reason it's surprising is because I went to many news conferences where people said everyone is sharing the burden evenly. The three-legged stool thing.
Okay, but the difference here is a timing issue. This is the effect of the recession.
Recession or no recession, public officials have downplayed this major move to government-funded health care because it's seen as too politically sensitive. There's concern about feeding fears that Massachusetts and the National Health Reform Law are launching a government health care takeover. But Turnbull says the law has served as an important safety net during the recession.
When the economy was good, there were contributions both from private coverage and public coverage, just as the law was intended to have. And now that the economy has changed radically, the good effect of our law is that we have not had the large increases in the number of people without health coverage.
Even so, Turnbull and others are worried about the consequences that more state health coverage will have on the state budget.
The trend is certainly alarming and one that state policymakers should take a closer look at.
Josh Archambault is the director of healthcare policy at the Pioneer Institute.
We need to have a serious conversation about how we deliver our public insurance because it means less money for education and less money for public safety. It's going all into MassHealth at this point.
Health and Human Services Secretary Judy Ann Bigby says state spending on Medicaid actually went down during the recession because the federal government picked up the tab for many residents who came into the program in 2009 and 2010. And Bigby says the most recent, not yet published data shows that as more residents find work, they are moving off public coverage and back into employer-sponsored plans.
as the economy is getting better, I think we're seeing that mirrored in the way that people have access to health insurance.
Which might be another way of saying to critics of the Massachusetts law, hold your fire until the economy rebounds. We'll keep you posted. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.